Chapter 3, 1986. I'm 14 years old and sitting in the music room, waiting for my piano lesson after school. I think about Jake. It's the beginning of the autumn term and he's back at boarding school. Already I miss him. During the summer holidays, I met some of his friends who have formed a police tribute band. Jake plays lead guitar. One of the band members, Will, his dad said they could rehearse in his garage. I pleaded with Jake to let me join in, even if just for one day. A day turned into tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after that. One morning their lead singer was ill, so I suggested I take his place. "Can she sing?" Will had asked Jake, as if I was invisible. I stepped in front of him. "I can sing and I can play the piano." Jake isn't the only talented one in our house. Will offered me the stool behind his keyboard. "Go on, then. Sing us something."
"Anything?"
He looked amused. "Yeah, anything." The only song I could think of was Jennifer Rush's Power of Love. I'd bought the music and learned it off by heart on the piano. As the boys watched me, I felt self-conscious, but soon I was belting out the song as if performing in front of millions of fans. When I stopped, Will was staring at me, open-mouthed.
"Told you she could sing," Jake said.
My thoughts are broken when Miss Ward enters the room, her dark curly hair especially unruly today. She's in her early 40s, and I don't understand why she wears those ugly clear tights that reveal the thick dark hairs on her legs. I also tell Mum there's a distinct whiff of body odour when we're sitting in such close proximity. But Mum says it would be a shame to give up my piano just because of that. Jake began learning aged 7. Already his room is adorned with framed certificates. I didn't have proper lessons until I came to this school because the coordination of my fingers and hands has never been a strong point. Over the past few years, I've reached grade 3. Miss Ward was disappointed when I achieved only a pass at grade 1.
"My reputation hangs on good results," she'd said, glumly handing me my certificate as if I'd failed.
Today, Miss Ward is wearing a...